We continue Bezat Hashem in our limud of Masechet Ketubot. We are in Daf Lamed He Amud Aleph. We are at the end of the third line from the top. Amar Rava. This limud is Leilu Nishmat Shelomo ben Simcha Baruch ben Shelomo Shelomo ben Reuven Erez ben Miriam Shaul ben Latife Yom Tov ben Chana Naim ben Chatun Sulika bat Chana לדיסיה בת יקות, אסתר בת לדיסיה, את הרבקה בת מרדכי, רבקה בת דבורה, אבה שלומית בת אילנה אסתר, חיה אסתר, חווה בת שרה, לובה בת מזל, עליהם השלום, אוסו לזכות רפואה של אמפר, אלישבע בת נטע, חנה בת סוליקה, אין גבריאלה מסעודה בת שרה. The Gemara is going to discuss the מחלוקת רבי יוחנן and Resh Lakish that we learned on the bottom of the Flamed Daled Amud Bet regarding חייבי מיתות שוגגין ודבר אחר. If let's say a person has two liabilities, he committed a sin, beshogeg, unintentionally, but the type of sin that has a death penalty, if he were to do it bimizid, and at the time that he committed the sin, he also did it in a way that causes him to be liable in a monetary payment. So he has two liabilities, one potential liability for the death penalty, but he did it beshogeg, and one a monetary payment. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayav, Rabbi Yochanan says that he's Chayav in the payment, because bottom line, he's not receiving the death penalty, so he's obligated to pay. Resh Lakish says he's Patur. Although he is not going to receive the death penalty in actuality, but being that he committed a sin that in its potential carries with it a death penalty, therefore that also exempts him from the monetary punishment. On this, Amar Rava, Rava asks, "Umi ika lemande amar chayave mitot shogegin chayavim?" Is there really an opinion? Is there anyone who said that in a case of those who performed an avera, a sin, beshogeg, unwittingly, a type of sin for which one is liable to receive the death penalty that he's obligated to pay? Which means you're saying that Rabbi Yochanan said that he's chayav to pay. Is that so? Does anyone hold like that? Vehatana de Vechizkia, but didn't we learn in the yeshiva of Rav Chizkia it was taught regarding the pasuk in Parashat Emo, Make Adam, it says, and also Make Behema, regarding a person who hit, who struck another human being in a way that killed him. And right next to it, we have the pasuk of Make Behema, that if a human being damaged the animal, the property of his friend, that he has to pay. Now, these two psukim are brought next to each other. So the hekesh, the juxtaposition, teaches us the following. Ma make behema, just like by the one who struck the animal. Lo chilakta bo ben beshogeg ben bemezid. The Torah does not differentiate regarding the monetary obligation to pay. The Torah does not differentiate between shogeg and mezid, whether he intentionally caused the damage or he did not intentionally, doesn't matter. Ben mitkaven, l'she'en mitkaven, didn't make a difference between if he had in mind, if he had the intention to damage this person's money and he damaged someone else's instead. Makes no difference. Ben derech yerida l'derech aliyah. The Torah also did not differentiate regarding the penalty of paying for makeh behema, whether it was in a way of upward motion, if he lifted his hand, or if he lowered his hand, a downward motion. Lefotro mamon, ela lechayvo mamon. The Torah did not differentiate in any of these ways to exempt him from paying. Rather, in all these ways, he is obligated to pay. So then, af makeh adam, so too when a person strikes another human being and he kills him, lo tachalok bo, do not differentiate in its monetary obligation regarding the monetary penalty. Do not differentiate ben beshogeg ben bemezid, whether if it was beshogeg or if it was bemezid, ben mitkaven l'sheino mitkaven, ben derech erida l'derech aliyah l'chayvo mamon, ela lefotro mamon. You don't make any difference between mezid or shogeg, or all the other differences that are mentioned, to obligate him in mamon in such a case. Rather, we stay with the halacha that he's patur from mamon, because kimle b'drabamine, being that he committed something that has in it the death penalty, he is patur, he's exempt from the monetary penalty, even if he did it b'shogeg. And so, how could you tell me that Rabbi Yochanan said that chayavim itot shogegin, that if he committed it b'shogeg, he has to pay? We have a teaching here from the Yeshiva of Chizkiya that we learn from the Hekesh of Makeh Adam to Makeh Be'ema that there's no difference between b'shogeg and b'mezid. Just like if he would have done it b'mezid and actually been chayav, liable to the death penalty, he would have been exempt from the monetary payment. So too, same thing applies if he did it b'shogeg, he's still exempt from the monetary payment. So this is a question on the report that Rav Dimi told us towards the bottom of Lamed Daled Amud Bet, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, who says that you are obligated to pay. Ela, rather, therefore, the Gemara changes. Ela kiata Ravin, when Ravin came back from Eretz Israel to Bavel Amar, he reported, Chayavim itot shogegin kule alma lo pligi dipturim. Regarding if someone committed a sin that is liable for the death penalty, and he did it b'shogeg, and at the same time liable for also a monetary payment, everyone agrees, even Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan agree, that he is patur, he is exempt from the payment, as we just saw from the Braita of Tana de Vechizkiya. Ki pligi, when do Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish argue? B'chayaveh malkut shogegin v'davar acher. In sins where there's no death penalty, rather the punishment is malkut, is lashes. And he did it b'shogeg, at the same time that he also did something that has a monetary payment with it. Rabbi Yochanan amar chayav. Rabbi Yochanan says, in this case, you have to pay. Why? Chayave mitot itkush, chayave malkiot lo itkush. Because the juxtaposition, the hekesh that we saw, make adam, make behema, is only in regards to chayave mitot, to sins that have the death penalty, such as if a person strikes another human being and kills him. So that's where we compare it to makeh behema, and we say there's no differentiation between mezid or shogeg. But chayave malkuyot lo itkush, but the sins of chayave malkuyot, where the punishment is not death, rather malkut, we don't have this comparison. Rish Lakish amar patur. Rish Lakish says no, he's patur from tashlumin, because beferush ribdat Torah chayave malkuyot kechayave mitot. We have an open pasuk that indicates, the Torah indicated to us, that those who are liable for malkut, when they do it b'shogeg, they have the same standard as those who are liable to the death penalty b'shogeg. Hechan ribtat Torah, the Gemara asks, where is it that the Torah indicates this to us, that those who are liable for malkuyot and they did it b'shogeg, they are patur from tashlumim? Amar Abaye says, Atia rasha rasha. We learn it from a gezerah shava of the word rasha. It states rasha by chayave mitot, and it says rasha by chayave malkuyot. By chayave mitot bedin, by the death penalty, it says asher hu rasha lamut. By chayave malkuyot, it says vehaya im binakot rasha. And therefore, we compare the both of them. We say, just like by chayave mitot shogegim, everyone agrees, patur from tashlumim, so to chayave malkuyot shogegim, patur from tashlumim. Rava says a little bit different than Abaye. Rava amar, atia make make. Rava says, we actually learn by chayave malkuyot, the gzera shava, according to Rish Lakish, straight from the pasuk of make behema, which means that by make behema, it says the word make, and the Torah did not make any differentiation regarding the monetary payment of makeh behema between mezid and shogeg. So too, by the exemption of the monetary payment of chayeve malkuyot, whether it's mezid or shogeg, he is patur. However, the question is, amar li rapapa li rava, hey makeh, which pasuk where it says makeh that deals with malkut that you are comparing to makeh behema? You're saying there's a gezerah shava makeh makeh, meaning it's just like it states makeh by makeh behema. So by malkuyot it states makeh. Where's that pasuk? Ileima umakeh behema yishalemina umakeh adam yumat. If you're taking that pasuk where it says makeh behema and then makeh adam, And you're saying Makeh Adam is dealing with Malkut. No, it's not. Hay biktal aktiv. That pasuk is talking about the death penalty, because it's talking about someone who was Makeh Adam Yumat, who is put to death. It's not Malkut. So which Makeh do you have that speaks about Malkut? Ela hay Makeh. Rather, the following one. It states in the pasuk, Makeh nefesh be'emai shalemena nefesh tachat nefesh. Usmichle ve'ish ki ten mum ba'amito kasher asa ken ya'ase lo. In one pasuk, it speaks about Makeh behema, Makeh nefesh behema yishalemena, and the Torah made no difference between mezid and shogeg, as we said. And next to it, what does it say? V'ish ki ten mum ba'amito, if someone strikes his friend and administers a blemish to him, kasher asa ken ya'ase lo, just like he did, so will be done to him. What does that mean, so will be done to him? He will get malkut. So the pasuk is talking about malkut. But the Gemara asks, yeah, but that's not gzera shava, ve'haylav makehi. But it doesn't say in the pasuk the word makeh. It says ki yiten mum. So why is Rava saying makeh, makeh, as if it's a gzera shava of, it says makeh by behema, and by malkut it says makeh. It doesn't even use those words. It says ken ya'aselo. The Gemara says, anan haka'a, haka'a kamrinan. When Rava said, you have a gzera shava, makeh, makeh, he doesn't mean that there's actually the word makeh. He means the concept of striking. The pasuk v'chi yiten mum is talking about haka'a. It means when he strikes and he causes a blemish in his friend. So that's a gzera shava. It says here, striking, which is v'chi yiten mum, and it says by be'ema u'makeh nefesh be'ema yishalemena, we compare the two to exempt him from the monetary payment in case of shogeg. But the Gemara asks, but wait a second, this pasuk that you're learning from, this ve'ish ki ten mum ba'amito kasher asa ken ya'aseh lo, ve'hakiktiv, when this pasuk that's written, bechovel b'chavero u'dichtiv, it's talking about a person who injures his friend, bechovel b'chavero bar tashlumim hu, and the one who injures his friend, we know, actually has to pay. He pays, he does not receive malkut. So how are you learning from there that if he receives malkut, there's no payment? The Gemara says, "Im eno inyan lehaka'a sheyesh b'shave pruta, tenehu inyan lehaka'a she'en b'shave pruta." Which means like this: for a regular case of injuring his friend and having to pay for it, you don't really need this particular pasuk. You already have a pasuk afterwards that says, "Ken yinaten bo." Remember, and we learned from the word yinaten, davar anitan miyad liyad, something that is paid from one hand to another, which means payment. So we already have another pasuk that says that you have to pay when you injure your friend. So therefore, this pasuk that says ki ten mum ba'amito, it is open and available for a case of when a person injures his friend without a value of money, when there is no payment of money, where he would not be obligated to pay, rather there would only be the punishment of malkut. So we have the juxtaposition of makeh, makeh, from makeh behema, that ben beshogeg, ben bemezid, he does not have to pay. So too, in this case, haka'a she'en bashave puta, in this pasuk of ki ten mum ba'amito, where there is no monetary payment, there is only malkut. That's where we learn that just like the Torah said regarding makeh behema, there is no differentiation between shogeg and mezid, so too regarding the exemption of paying money of the chayave malkuyot, there is no difference regarding that exemption between shogeg and mezid. So that's the explanation of Rava's explanation in Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish, who said that by chayve malkuyot, you also don't pay, Abaye says he learns it from the gzera shava rasha rasha. Rava says he learns it from a gzera shava makeh makeh, in the way that the Gemara here explained. But the Gemara has one more question, just to clarify here. Sof sof, lav bar tashlumim hu. But bottom line, in that pasuk of injuring his friend, where it's en bo shave pruta, this that he doesn't pay the money, that's because lav bar tashlumimu, because there's no money to be paid. Not because it is juxtaposed to makeh behema to say that by shogeg is patur like bemezid. No, it's because there is no value to pay for. It was less than a shave pruta. That's why he's not paying. So how do we learn that to the case of chayaveh malkuyot, where there is a payment of money, but you're patur because you're getting malkut? The Gemara says, lo, tzricha, This hekesh is needed specifically in the case de behade de machye kara shira indile, that at the same time that he struck his friend, he also tore his shirt. In this case, there is something to pay for, such as the shirt. But being that it came at the same time of the injuring of his friend, which incurs a chiyuv of malkut, comes along the Torah by the juxtaposition of this pasuk to the pasuk of Makeh Behemah to teach us that if it was done b'shogeg, also he's patur from paying for the mamon of the shirt, being that he committed a sin that potentially has the liability of malkut, as the opinion of Rish Lakish. Amar le Rav Chiya le Rava. Rav Chiya asks Rava, Uletana de Bechizkiya de Amar Makeh Adam Umakeh Behema. According to the Tana of the Yeshiva of Chizkiya that we learned before, that there is a Hekesh, there is a juxtaposition, Makeh Adam to Makeh Behema, to teach us that there's no differentiation in the obligation of the payment of Makeh Behema, so too there's no differentiation regarding the payment of Makeh Adam. So the Gemara, so Rav Chiya is asking Rava, Mimay de bechol k'tiv, velekali fluge. How do you know that the pasuk of Makeh Behema, Yeshalemena, from which you learned that there's no difference between Mezid and Shogeg, is talking about a person who damaged the Behema, the animal, Makeh Behema, on a weekday? And since it's done on a weekday, so then we can say, oh, so we learn that there's no difference between Shogeg, if he hit it b'Shogeg, or he hit it b'Mezid. Dilma b'Shabbat k'tiv, maybe the pasuk of Makeh Behemah Yeshalemena is talking about when the person damaged the animal on Shabbat. Oh, de b'Behemah gufa ikalei fluge. In regards to the Behemah itself, we can make a difference. Meaning, if it's done on Shabbat, then there is a reason to distinguish between if it was done b'mezid, if it was done b'shogeg. Because if it was done b'mezid, so then, what did he do? He caused the chavalah, he caused a wound on Shabbat to an animal. And he did it intentionally. That's chilul Shabbat. Chilul Shabbat b'mezid has a death penalty. So in that case, he won't pay for the damage of the animal because since he's liable for the death penalty, he doesn't pay the monetary penalty. But if he did it b'shogeg, if he did it unintentionally, so therefore there is no death penalty of chilut Shabbat, then he would have to pay. So therefore, if we learn like that, there is no source to learn that one who does chayave malkuyot b'shogeg is exempt from payment. No, because the case of Makeh Behemah, maybe it's talking about b'Shabbat. So in that case, only if he did it b'Shogeg, that's when he has to pay. But if he would do it b'Mezid, then he would not have to pay. How do you learn from there to Chayavim Malkuyot Shogegin if you explain that the pasuk of Makeh Behemah is talking about on Shabbat? The Gemara says, Lo salkadatach, you can't say like this. Dichtivu Makeh Behemah Yishalemena u'Makeh Adam Yumat. Because it says, in one pasuk, one who strikes an animal, he should pay for it, and one who strikes a person shall die. Now, hechidami, the Gemara says, what are the circumstances here in this pasuk? Ide lo atrube, if we're talking about that the edim did not give him a hatra'a, they didn't forewarn him, makeh adam amayumat. So why in the case of makeh adam he'll die? There was no hatra'a. How could he get the death penalty if he wasn't forewarned? Ela pshita de atrube. Rather, it's obvious the pasuk is talking about that there was atra'ah, there was forewarning. Ve'i b'Shabbat, Makeh Behemah Yishalemena. So now, if you want to tell me that the pasuk is talking about, when it says Makeh Behemah is talking about on Shabbat, would it be Makeh Behemah Yishalemena? Would he have to pay for it? But you're saying there was atra'ah. In other words, we're talking in a case where he knew what he's doing, he was forewarned. Oh, and he did it on Shabbat, so there's a chilut Shabbat b'mezid, which means there is the death penalty, which means that there is no monetary payment. How could it say Makeh Behemah Yishalemena? El alav bechol. Rather, isn't it clearly referring to the case of bechol? That's why in the pasuk when it says Makeh Behemah Yishalemena, it's talking about on the weekday. And during the weekday, there is no reason to differentiate between if he damaged Bishogeg or if he damaged Bemezid. In both cases, he has to pay. So from there we learn, as the Braita of Devei Chizkiya taught us, we learn a Hekesh to Make Adam also, that there is no difference between Shogeg and Mezid. That just like by Mezid, he would not have to pay because he would have the death penalty, so too Bishogeg, he does not have to pay, just like Rish Lakish said, and like Rabbi Yochanan agreed. In the case of Chayave Mitot, the Machloket is in the case of Chayave Malkuyot, Beshogeg. But in the case of Chayave Mitot, everyone agrees that we do have this Hekesh of Make Adam to Make Behema, that Ben Beshogeg, Ben Bemezid, he will not have to pay due to the fact that there is a death penalty. Now the Gemara goes back to discuss the statement that Rabba told us on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Bet, that in the case where a certain payment, a monetary payment, is a knas, is a fine, not a reimbursement, not a monetary payment, but a knas, then even in the case where there is another death penalty, he has to pay also the monetary fine of the knas. Remember, that was the chidush of Rabba. So Amar le Rav Papa le Abaye. Rav Papa asks Abaye, le Rabba de Amar chidush hu shechitshat Torah biknas. According to Rabba, who taught us before, Daf Lamed Daled Amud Bet, that chidush hu shechitshat Torah biknas, that regarding the fine, it's a novelty, it's a chidush that the Torah teaches us. And what is the chidush? That afal gav de miktil meshalem. That even though he's killed, even though he receives the death penalty, he pays the fine also. So now, matnitin keman mukimla. So according to this, according to Rabba, who does Rabba establish the Mishnah like? Who is our Mishnah going like, according to Rabba? Remember, we had a contradiction between our Mishnah that tells us that even in the cases of Malkuyot, such as Haba Alachoto, there is the knas of the me'anis. You have the monetary penalty of the me'anis, even though there is malkut. And on the other hand, you have a Mishnah in Masechet Makot that there is malkut. How could it be that you get malkut and you pay? So one of the ways to answer was that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir. Remember, that's how Rish Lakish answered, that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir, that holds that a person receives malkut and he pays. So now, according to Rabba, however, it's problematic. Matnitin keman mukimla. How is he going to answer the contradiction from our Mishnah to the Mishnah in Makot? Ike Rabbi Meir, if he's going to say that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir, who holds that a person is loke shalem, does get malkut and tashlumim at the same time, as Rish Lakish answered, well, then we have a problem. Kashi abito, we have a question from the upcoming Mishnah, where it says, later on, and the Flamid Vav Amud Bet, it says, Haba al bito, that one who chas v'shalom raped his daughter, since over there is a death penalty by the daughter, he's patur from the knas. He is exempt from the knas, the penalty of the 50 kesef of the rape. Well, that's a problem, according to Rabba. Rabba says that a chidush u'shechitshat Torah biknas, when you have a knas, even if miktil, even if there is a death penalty, he has to pay. So it would be a difficulty from the next Mishnah where it says that being that there is a death penalty, he doesn't have to pay. And if you say, Ike Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana, and if you say that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana, who also holds like Rabbi Meir, that one who is obligated in a monetary payment and Malkut, he gets both of them, will Kashya Achoto? Then we have a difficulty with what our Mishnah says, that for the rape of Achoto, of his sister, there is a fine. After all, as we're going to see, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akanya holds that a person, that one who is chayav to receive karet, such as the case of Baal Achoto, is exempt from paying the fine. Just like a person who is liable to receive mitat bedin is patur from tashlumim. So since by a Baal Achoto there is karet, he should be patur from paying the knas. So why is it in our Mishnah, it says that you have to pay the knas by Haba Alachoto? Ike Rabbi Yitzchak, Kashya Mamzeret. And there's a third opinion, there's a third option. If our Mishnah is going according to the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak, who holds that you don't give Malkut to someone who is Chayav Karet. And therefore, That's why the Tana of our Mishnah obligates the person to receive the knas. But you'll still have a question, Kashya Mamzeret. You still have a question from the Mamzeret that is mentioned in our Mishnah. Mamzeret, there's no Chiyuv Karet. Everyone agrees that it's only a Chiyuv of Malkut. And yet, in our Mishnah, we see that there is a knas. But we know that you don't get Malkut and pay the knas at the same time. So in other words, according to Rabbah, who says that Chidush hu shechichat Torah biknas, that whenever there is a knas, even if there is a death penalty, the knas has to be paid. We have a problem. It's going to be difficult to establish our Mishnah like Rabbi Meir, because it's a question from the case of Bito in the upcoming Mishnah. You cannot establish it like Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, because then you still have a question from Achoto in our Mishnah. And you can't establish it like Rabbi Yitzchak, because you still have a question from Mamzeret in our Mishnah. And the Gemara continues and says, Hanicha yisavar la kerabbi Yochanan. It's all good if Rabbah would hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that those who are obligated, who are liable to Malkut, Beshogeg, they do get the penalty of money, right? According to Rabbi Yochanan, we saw that Chayve Malkuyot Beshogeg, he holds, you have to pay the Tashlumin. Hunami metaretz la kerabbi Yochanan. So then, Rabbah can say that our Mishnah is talking in a case where there is no Hatra'ah, and therefore there is no Chiyuv of Malkut, and that's why he pays Mamon, since there was no Hatra'ah, so it's like it was done Beshogeg, and therefore that's why he pays money in our Mishnah, that's why he pays the Knas, just like Rabbi Yochanan answered earlier in our Perek, the Stira. He explained that our Mishnah is talking about where there's no Hatra'ah. There's no Hatra'ah, that means there's no Malkut. If there's no Malkut, he pays money. Ela yisavar keresh lakish, but if he holds like Resh Lakish, that even by Chayve Malkuyot Shogegin, that anytime you do something where the liability is Malkut, even if you do Beshogeg, meaning there's no Hatra'ah, and it was done Beshogeg, still you're patur from paying. So how would you explain, Heichi Metaretzla? How would we answer now the Stira in the Mishnayot, from our Mishnah to the Mishnah in Masechet Makot? Answers the Gemara, well, you're right. Al kochach ki Rabbi Yochanan Tzivirale. You are forced to say that Rabbah will hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that Chayve Malkut Shogegim do pay, and therefore he can answer the contradiction between the Mishnayot like Rabbi Yochanan, that our Mishnah is talking about the reason why there is a Knas is because there was no Hatra'ah, therefore there's no Malkut penalty, so he has to pay. And the Mishnah in Makot is speaking where there was Hatra'ah, and therefore there is Malkut, and not payment. Amar le Rav Matna le Abaye, so Rav Matna asked Abaye, le Resh Lakish de Amar beferush ribdat Torah chayave malkuyot ke chayave mitot. According to Resh Lakish, who we saw before, said that the Torah indicated to us that chayave malkuyot, those who commit a sin that is liable by Malkut, have the same status as chayave mitot, that even if it was Beshogeg, they don't pay the monetary payment. Mantana de paligale de Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. According to him, who is the Tana that disagrees with Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana? Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, we saw before that he holds that someone who is liable to receive karet is patur from tashlumim. Who is the Tana who argues and obligates a person who is liable to receive karet and malkut? Still he pays. And the fact that he gets Malkut does not exempt him from payment. Who is the one who argues? So the Gemara says, I Rabbi Meir, either Rabbi Meir, who holds that a person who gets Malkut still pays, I Rabbi Yitzchak, or like Rabbi Yitzchak, who holds that there is no Malkut in the case of one who is Chayav Karet. And therefore, in that case, since there's no Malkut, he has to pay. He will have to pay. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a Braita, Arayot Ushniyot La Arayot, En Lahen Lo Knas Velo Pitui. Women who are forbidden relatives, that's Arayot, and Shniyot La Arayot, secondary forbidden relatives, En Lahen Lo Knas Velo Pitui. They don't receive payment of the fine for the Knas of Ones, of rape, nor the payment of the fine for pitui, for seduction. Hamema enet, en la lo knas velo pitui. Similarly, a girl who refuses to remain married to her husband, that's the ktana the minor who received kiddushin through her mother or brothers, and she has the right to refuse when she becomes a gdola, not to stay married to that husband. She's called a mema'enet. En la lo knas velo pitui. She doesn't receive the payment of a fine for rape, nor the payment of a fine for pitui, for seduction. Ailonit en la lo knas velo pitui. Also, the ailonit, the underdeveloped woman who is never going to reach puberty, and therefore her legal status in halakha is not of a young woman, she doesn't receive neither the knas nor the pitui. Remember, knas and pitui is only for na'ara betula. The mema'enet is considered not to be a betula, and the ailonit is not a na'ara. V'hayotzet mishum shemra ena lo knas velo pitui. And also one more case, one who leaves her husband due to motzi shemra, to a bad reputation, of that he blamed her for not being a betula, ena lo knas velo pitui. That's the Braita. And now the Gemara is going to explain the Braita. We'll continue from here, Be'ezrat Hashem, next time.